cruising down the street in my 6'4".
Just like that, somebody turned off the rain and the sun come out.
I'm your huckleberry.
Hey everybody, you don't know me, but I'm on TV, so you can trust me.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the This is Tampa podcast with
Rob.
And I'm Jen, and today we have a very special guest, Mr. Kurt Arnold with Ship Shape Home Inspections.
Yes, thank you, Kurt.
Hey guys, thanks for having me.
Yeah.
I love what you guys do, you know, you do for the community and small businesses, so it's an honor to be here.
Thank you for being here today. We appreciate it.
Taking your time, taking time out to be with us and hang with us. It's our honor to have you.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, this is our second, just in case you're like, where are their beers?
And French fries go? Because you'll see
and
them later.
Is watching our YouTube version of this podcast. We had a little wind issue here. We're actually at Armature Works at, Stone's Throw. We had some beers, some fries, delicious drink.
Gracious.
Kind of wanted to reintroduce Kurt. You're going to hear all about his adventures and inspections and a little bit more about him personally. But we'll just jump into it a little bit and hopefully we catch up halfway through here. So tell me a little bit about what you do as a home inspector.
Okay, so yeah, I started my company about 2 years ago. I'm owner-operated, so you get the same inspector every time. But yeah, we pretty much do general home inspections on new houses, used houses, condos, townhouses, pretty much anything. You're always get an inspection on any kind of house, you know, even new, because there's always issues with them too.
Right. Yeah. That's wild.
Especially, I don't think a lot of people think of that when buying a new house. They just assume it's, you know, it's a new house, everything's perfect, you know, but somebody built that house and mistakes could happen. So it's obviously just, you know, for the, what was it for a new home inspection?
$400 Yeah, $300 and up, depending on the house.
Yeah, okay. Isn't it worth that peace of mind? Yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
But you definitely
make sure everything was done right, because you don't want to find out later on that, like you said earlier, something was not done properly and you're breathing in, you know,
sewer gas. Seeing where they didn't run the vent out the roof like they're supposed to.
Oh my god.
And it was just terminating the attic, sewer gases were coming into the house, and see a lot of shingle issues on new houses, and a lot of the tiles are hollow underneath.
They
try to rush through them. So
in a brand new house, that's scary. Yeah, you just have to be so careful these days, no matter what. Always hire an inspector.
Yeah, you want a third party, someone on your side.
Yes,
right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Speaking of new houses, are the builders pretty, I don't know if you're aware of what happens after you're completed, but are they pretty responsive to the inspection report, or are they still pretty against making any changes?
So it seems like if you get an inspection before you buy a new build, they're more on their game to get it all fixed before closing.
That's good to know.
Yeah, if you wait till after, I've heard they drag their feet a little bit.
So we do
they call 11-month inspections. So right before your warranty's up, if you didn't get one already,
that's a good idea.
You can still do it, you know.
Yeah,
and that way you got it documented and written to them before, so even if it goes after, they still have to fix it.
Ah, good tip there, Kurt. Yeah. I like that. Well, I know where we left off before, we had some technical problems.
Yeah, well, we were talking about some of the challenges, right?
The challenges of
was it going in crawl spaces or
so
attics?
Strange.
Like, which, you know,
which one would I rather go in?
Well, or,
take my poison.
Yes.
So, attics are super hot in Florida, as you know. In the summertime, I come out drenched. But I try to go in every attic I can. You know, a lot of inspectors would just, oh, you know, look from the hatch. But I'm kind of built like a monkey. I can crawl through there and get through. I try to do them all, you know, so because there's a lot of stuff up there. You can find broken structural members up there and electrical done wrong. So I definitely try to get in every attic I can, but crawl spaces are another level.
Yeah.
You see all kinds of, see some animal carcasses down there.
My God.
Plumbing leaks, you know, that you're crawling through.
And gross.
Snakes, spiders. I'm afraid of spiders and snakes, and I kind of had to learn to get over that.
Yes.
I just, I don't look up, you know, I know they're there.
Oh my God.
Just kind of Oh, they're not there. They're not
you
there.
You know, like one thing I didn't think of until now is how much of an advantage your size could be in this business.
Yeah.
Like just because you can get in places that, you know, maybe somebody a little heavier couldn't quite fit into.
That's true.
Yeah, I wonder that sometimes how they do it. You know, the minimum standards of practice, you don't have to. You can just poke your head in the attic and look at it. Or you could say if the crawl space isn't 18 by 24, you don't have to get in. But that reminds me a couple weeks ago for a client, I actually got in the smallest entrance ever.
No.
It was literally a center block pulled out. So it was 8 by, what are they, 12 inch?
No.
And
it was literally center one block. Center block.
I put one shoulder in, my head, got the other shoulder in.
Oh,
and
my God,
that's just me
so
going
dangerous.
The extra mile because I know there's always stuff to look for.
Oh my God.
I don't know about that with tight spaces.
That was the one that, you know, I was really hoping there wasn't something to chase me out because
you wouldn't
have been a
you weren't getting out quick.
No,
yeah. I've had snakes follow me before and that would have been a bad time.
Oh, yeah. You would have got bit right in the head.
Yeah, it's good I got under there because I found some structural stuff that was
really
needed to be looked at by an engineer. And
so someone else has got to climb in the cinder block too.
Yeah. I think I kind of learned. I think they cut the floor last time they got in. They didn't fit through the one block.
Oh my God, I don't think most people would.
No, yeah, I wouldn't even try it. I'm like claustrophobic.
Yeah.
I can't even do like an MRI, man. Drives me crazy.
There's a cinder block. I always look at those and I'm like, man.
You could fit.
How does Kurt know? There's no way. I would die.
Yeah,
I would die.
That thing was tiny.
I don't know how you do it. Or
got it done for my client. So.
Well, yeah. Hey. You're great thing. With your client.
You need one of those like cameras with it, like on the end of the snake, like long.
Well, that's a good
maybe like Home Alone, the RC car. Put a camera on there.
There you
drive
go.
Through
that's a good idea.
With mud tires on, it gets wet under there sometimes.
You should
creative.
Make that. You're pretty handy.
Oh
make one
God.
Of those. That's a good
I
idea.
I don't think the drone will work under
the
there.
The race car inspector.
No, you might lose that thing, it down there.
Yeah, you're done
too
with
tight,
the drone.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
probably lose
funny.
Probably lose signal and then it'll be lost.
Oh my
then
God.
You're climbing under there anyway. Go retrieve your drone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I really wanted to get under because I found before the main sewer line was just open, dumping
oh
under the house.
My God.
And that's another health hazard. They're breathing in all that bacteria
oh,
and fumes.
Disgusting. Yeah.
Who knows how long, you know?
How long that's been going on for? Wow, it's just mind blowing to hear what people could be living in and not even know it.
Beekeeper suit on. I'm still. Yeah, I don't want to be in that area.
Yeah.
What if like a snake crawled up your leg?
The good thing is it's cooler than the attic. So usually it's almost like AC under there.
Oh, that's
it's all
nice.
Shaded.
So if your AC ever goes out, just crawl into your house.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh my God.
What about like, what's the most common issue you find in resales and new homes?
Seems like there's always electrical. Kind of like we were talking about earlier where the homeowner does the DIY job and they'll splice a line into another line where they can't, or put two lines into one breaker, which is called a double tap. A lot of real estate agents see that in the report.
Oh my God.
And all that stuff, you know, they can't do that because it's designed to prevent fires. You know, if they don't have a loose connection in there,
right.
They could start a fire and it's never good.
Well, I just want to say, in case this is getting like loud with the wind, we're at Armature Works, in case you haven't figured that out. And what's this?
Stone's Throw.
Yeah. Stone's Throw, yeah. We're at the Stone's Throw with the Armature Works behind us. They gave us some French fries. Well, they didn't give them to us. Jen gave them to us.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Jen.
A couple
You're
beers.
Welcome.
Awesome place out here.
Oh, no, this is beautiful. It's a great sunny day here in Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's awesome, Kurt. Well, very cool.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit more about, you know, what you do on a daily basis. I mean, I guess... I don't know. How long does an inspection really take to do? Do you recommend it if someone's building a home?
Right.
Do you ever do like pre-sale inspections or?
Yeah, so all those are great questions. We always recommend a home inspection on any type of house really, mm-hmm. whether it's a condo, townhouse, new build. Even if someone's a contractor, you know, there's some stuff that they're not trained that we are, and it's definitely worth getting into because even new builds, you know, I always find problems with them.
Do you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, a builder isn't going to blow himself in on something, you know.
Yeah.
He thought he did everything right. It's done. So, yeah, right. You need a third party, somebody
someone that's
on
your
side.
Yeah. So, so yeah, because I think a lot of the reason is they try to rush them and get them down under a deadline.
Yeah.
And then the contractors subcontract work with people that might not even be licensed. They're just telling them what to do. And
wow, that's
they,
scary.
Yeah, you know, I found new builds were plumbing vents. They forgot to put them through the roof. They're cut off in the attic. So you're just getting sewer gases coming into your attic, seeping into your house.
Oh my God.
A lot of shingles are messed up on new builds.
Wow.
You see damage where the roofers were up there and they damaged the shingles and just left it. And you'll never see that, you know?
No, you don't know that.
And even if you get the 1 year warranty, it's like, well, unless you have a home inspection then, which we do also.
Right.
It's better than nothing, but at least you can find that stuff out and get it fixed while you're still under warranty.
Right.
It's funny that more banks don't require that with new builds, you know, to make sure, like, have an independent person go out there and check it out.
That's a good point.
Because they're, you know what I mean, they're backing the loan.
Right.
It's basically their house. If you fail to pay it, it's theirs. So you think they'd protect their investment and like require an inspection.
Yeah, because there's safety issues too. I found one with they had gas and the water heater was venting. It's supposed to vent through the attic out the ceiling, out the roof, and it was actually venting. They hooked it up wrong, hooked it to an AC register in the house. So however long, it was a 2006 build, you know, I don't know if it was brand new like that or someone did it, but
oh my God,
I don't know how the people live there survived, you know.
I know, they're just breathing in like gas.
Yeah, CO2.
Oh my God, that's so scary. So
yeah, they got that fixed same day. When I called the owner because, you know, I'm like, you know, I have my contract with the buyer, but this is a safety concern.
Yeah.
So I'm always looking out for
everybody.
Anyone, yeah.
Yeah, that's a family living in the house. Dear God. Oh my. Well, now I want you to come to my house.
You got to check your own house out.
I know. I'm nervous now.
Let me know.
Oh my gosh. So for new construction, do you go out in different phases throughout the build, or how does that work?
So I don't typically do phase inspections. Mm-hmm. I like to do the final one.
Okay.
Get it all done at once. It's pretty costly for the homeowner to do phases.
Right.
But it definitely, if you probably want to find a home inspector with some code experience.
Yeah.
Maybe they do home inspections on the side and they're a code guy because they change so many codes.
I know.
They say we're not code inspectors.
Yeah.
We know safety codes to protect our buyers, but there's literally a book this thick of codes.
Wow.
Building codes.
Yeah.
Oh my
building
gosh. Codes. It's crazy how those codes just change like every year and there's so many new ones.
But you can do like wind mitigation and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, so I do insurance reports also. Some of the main ones when you buy a house, a used home, is the 4-point inspection and the wind mitigation.
Mm-hmm.
The 4-point, that's just a basic report the insurance wants to know of. Pretty much to buy an insurance, they want to know the house isn't falling apart. The roof, plumbing, HVAC, electrical, they're in good shape. Usually they require those on houses 25 or 30 years or older.
Mm-hmm.
Wind mitigation, that's for your benefit. That is save money on your insurance. So everywhere in Florida, a portion of your premium is for hurricane insurance. So you pay that regardless. And they came out with a program with the wind mitigation. The more items that protect your house from wind damage from hurricanes, the more savings you get on your insurance.
Nice.
So it pretty much pays for itself if you were to, to get that. If you feel like, you know, it would benefit you. If you have those like shutters and like what kind of things would help?
The main thing is where the roof attaches to the house, the walls, the hurricane clips or straps. That one, for instance, will probably save an average of at least $400 a year, every year.
Wow.
So that pays for my home. Like most of the time for my home inspection right there.
Right, there you go.
Depending on the house, so.
Just
definitely
reinvesting it.
And they're good for 5 years, so, you know, it doesn't hurt to call your insurance agent and make sure you're still getting those discounts.
Mm-hmm.
That's great, yeah.
That's
not,
nice.
Call Shipshape, we'll come out.
Yeah, call Kurt, man.
Well,
save
we'll
you some
sure
money.
We'll make sure to put your contact information in the podcast page so that way everyone can contact you if they're looking for an inspector.
Cool.
I have a question that I get all the time and I keep hearing different answers, so I'm just gonna ask you directly. What is the typical life expectancy of a tile roof versus a shingle roof?
Well, they say, what did they say, 25 and then 15?
So that's a tricky one, depending on the way they install it.
Mm.
I feel like down here in Florida, there's a lot of tile roofs that aren't installed like they do up north.
Oh,
they
no.
call them decorative tile roofs.
Uh-huh.
And those, I would say, are the same as shingles, probably.
Really?
Because what they do is they put two moisture barriers down, protect water from getting under. They lay the tiles on pretty much for decoration. Sometimes they're not even lapped properly.
Wow.
So you'll have nail holes where they're supposed to be nailed in, exposed where rain can get in, instead of tucked them underneath the next layer. And, you know, where the tiles come up to the house, there's not what's called flashing. Mm. It's a metal piece of, like, angle iron that kind of, it goes under the stucco of the house and then diverts the water on top of the tiles. And sometimes we see those where there's not even a flashing there. So it just, it's getting underneath anyway.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
you gotta, I guess, does it matter if it's concrete or ceramic? Does that make a difference?
No, it all depends on the install. You know, if done right, they should both last you 40 plus years, I'd say.
Yeah.
Some of them 80, 90 years.
No.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Right.
A tile roof or a shingle roof?
Yeah, especially the concrete because they're a lot stronger.
Got it.
And like the clay tiles are thinner, so you know if something falls and if a bird drops a fish on it, something crazy, it could crack tiles and then that leaks and not know about it. But yeah, if they're done right, they're great roofs.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said, rare, like, if they're, you know, there's some 90-year-old churches that have, you know, the original tile roofs on there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Shingles, there's two main types of shingles. There's three-tab shingle, which are the ones that are pretty flat looking, uniform. Yeah. And then there's dimensional shingle, where they're thicker and they're kind of layered. They give a little better look to them.
Yeah.
You know, in Florida, I would say three-tab shingles probably last 15 to 20 years.
Okay.
Dimensional, 20, 25.
Wow.
Even though they say three-tab are probably 25-year roofs, it just never see them last that here.
Yeah, well, there's just so much weather and harsh conditions. Yeah.
Well, I think there's more to the roof than just the shingles, right? It's, you know, what's under it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How it's ventilated.
Yeah.
That's a big key.
So a tile roof would be, what, 20 years, 25 years realistically?
Yeah, if it's one of those decorative ones, and it's just relying on the moisture barriers, so it could be, you know, any time really after, I'd say probably last 10 years before that goes bad.
No.
And it's kind of a guessing game after that,
depending on
the quality of install.
Wow.
I would definitely, you know, when I build my house eventually, I want to build my own house, I'd go metal all the way.
Yes,
the metal,
for sure.
Metal roof?
Yeah, for sure.
How long do metal roofs last?
They say 40 plus years.
Wow.
You know, and then
longer than you?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
They've got a couple different kinds. They've got ones where the fasteners that hold them down are exposed and they have a rubber washer. If you keep up with those, you know, it'll keep lasting you, but the rubber washer will deteriorate and that's where you get leaks.
Ah.
They have ones that are standing seam where all the fasteners are underneath of a piece of the roof. So those are the best ones.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Well, yeah, I can't tell you how many times I've heard a seller say, oh, this is a tile roof for the last 50 years. And I'm like, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they say that. It's supposed to be 50 years, but
realistically, here in Florida, it's not really the case.
Yeah, probably the same as a shingle for most cases.
Wow. Well, good. Now I know what to tell people for certain because Kurt said so.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I guess, you know, during the home inspection, you'll find out, you know, what kind of quality a roof it is.
Right.
For sure. And then, you know, if there is some problems, a roofer will come back out and you always want to call a roofer that's qualified and experienced in that type of, because, you know, some roofers just do shingles.
Mm-hmm.
So. Find one that's a quality tile installer.
Yes, in that field. That is so funny. Wow. Very interesting. So what are other common issues that people can do around the house that you see just often that maybe are DIY type projects? Is there anything that is an easy fix that you see quite often?
I think a big problem with homes is people don't do enough preventative maintenance.
Mm.
There's a lot of, especially with air conditioners, there's and also look for YouTube for this. There's a lot of good stuff on there. There's a condensation drain on there, and it drips out water, you know, because there's condensation in your home when your air conditioner is running. It pulls that from the air and makes your home dry, and it discards that through a little PVC pipe and it goes out to the outside of your house. And being in Florida, what happens is you get mildew built up in there.
Wow.
And once that backs up, it backs up in your AC. And if there's not a float sensor on there, it'll flood your house.
Oh my god.
There should be float sensors on there. So if it backs up, it turns off the unit. And
wow.
It's a good thing for homeowners to know because, you know, there's not a, there's a fair amount of HVAC guys that are scams. Will try to sell you a whole new unit.
No.
And it could just be that right. Clogged, you know.
Wow. So.
You can shop bag it out yourself easily, or was it monthly or every 3 months that you're supposed to put this stuff down? The bleach.
So the rule of thumb that I've been told is, you know, when you change your filter, it should be at least every 3 months.
Wow.
And then while you're changing the filter, pour a little bit of, some say bleach, some say vinegar, a mixture of water and vinegar. Pour that down, maybe like a cup of that every time you change your filter, and that'll eat away that mildew and keep it clean in there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my
Save
gosh.
Save you from a hot 2 days in your house.
Yeah, so
get
another,
under the
crawl
space.
Probably either with the filter or whenever your Keurig needs to be cleaned with the vinegar and water.
Yeah. There you go.
Keep
a little extra and put it in there.
Put it in the
AC. Run it from your Keurig, the vinegar water, and then put it in 3 days.
Knock it out, yeah. And there's a couple other stuff too, like a lot of people will know you should drain your water heater. At the bottom there's a garden hose spigot, and you should drain that yearly because there's a lot of hard water in Florida.
Yeah.
And the settlement builds up in there.
Wow.
And that'll cause your water heater to prematurely fail too.
Oh, okay. My God.
So
good to know.
So that one I guess it looks like it does look like a garden hose connector. It comes out the bottom there.
Yeah.
So you just hook up a garden hose to that, because I'm having that issue right now myself, where it's like dripping out of that spot.
Yeah.
So I should just drain it?
Draining would probably help. You might have a leaky seal in there, like a garden hose sometimes they'll leak. You could pull that off, probably get a plumber to replace that seal in there, but that could cause problems with that, you know. Definitely good to you just hook up a garden hose to that fitting. I would turn off the breaker so it's not dry firing to pull out too much water, but yeah, just direct it outside and just open up the valve, and then you'll see all this chunks of settlement come out.
I'll have to do that today.
Oh my god. All right, well, you can come to my house next
that.
And do that.
Yeah. Everybody learned something here.
Yeah. Call Rob if you're in North Tampa. Call Kurt if you're in South Tampa.
Yeah,
right.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. Well, cool.
Is it lightning round time?
Yeah, it is lightning round time.
Lightning round,
all right. So, you know what a lightning round is. Basically, you got to come up with the first thing that comes to your mind.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to give you some option questions, and then some you got to just spit it out there. So, North Tampa or South Tampa?
South Tampa.
Okay.
I'm biased there.
Tampa or St. Pete?
I got to go with Tampa.
Tampa, all right, I like
it. My Bucks are over there.
Yeah, speaking of Bucks. Bucks, Lightning, or Rays?
Bucks.
All right.
Bucks is good.
One day we'll be the best of the three.
Yeah. favorite burger in Tampa?
Oh, I'd have to say right now, Smash Burger.
Ooh.
Yeah. We got one open by our house, and
that's a good one. We haven't had that before. What type of burger? Just a standard?
Yeah, just so I'm actually super picky. I don't like a lot of condiments. I love barbecue, that's about
your
it.
Your poor fiance.
Yeah.
Oh my
but,
god.
But yeah, just burger, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion.
Hey, that's not too bad.
You don't like a lot of condiments. But I'm going to tell you, I'm going off, we'll get back to lightning round in a second, but burger culture has one I had recently. It's got a fried egg. Do you like fried egg on your burger?
That's another picky subject. I don't like eggs either.
You don't like eggs?
Oh no.
Okay, well,
1%.
How about peanut butter?
Yeah, yeah.
You like peanut butter on your burger?
Never tried this one. That sounds crazy, Rob.
Yeah. This was a bacon cheeseburger with fried egg and peanut butter. It was at the Burger Culture on Dale Mabry at the Harley Davidson dealer.
Huh.
They have a lot of crazy ones like over there. But
I'll knock it till I try it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, you know.
Maybe we'll do our next podcast
I'll just skip
at
the egg.
Burger Culture. Right?
Yeah.
We'll try a couple burgers.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should, actually.
Oh, my God.
They probably love it.
All right, back to lightning round.
Okay.
All right, let me think of some inspection-style ones. Older homes or newer homes?
Newer homes.
Why?
Just because all the codes, you know, they change for the better for safety and construction, and newer homes, you don't got to worry about a lot of stuff. You know, everything's up to code and new. You don't have the old piping in the house that's going to rust out on you.
Yeah, that's true. That's
electrical's true. All up to code, up to par.
Yeah. Okay.
Good point.
Plumbing problems or electrical problems?
Which one am I?
Which one is worse?
Ooh. Electrical? Because, you know, it could kill you. Plumbing's more like you can get sick if there's certain stuff going on.
Okay, good.
So at least
know.
You won't die instantly.
Yeah. Right.
Not instant death. That's like more long term if you don't address it.
Yeah.
All right, back to regular questions. Favorite steak in Tampa?
Charlie's.
Ooh.
Love the ribeye there.
Yeah,
a couple Charlie's.
Yeah.
Okay, we've had a few times. Favorite bar in Tampa?
Huh. Actually, these bars are becoming my favorite just because you have so many options.
Yeah.
And I love this area. I love Eulalie Armature. Eulalie's got the cornhole over there.
Mm-hmm.
I like to play games while I'm at a bar.
Are you?
I'm competitive. Me and my dad always played darts or ping pong or pool. So.
Yeah.
I saw you over there at Parks and Rec.
Oh, yeah.
All kinds of games over
there.
Nice. All right, well, I know you like to fish a lot. So, favorite place to fish in Tampa? Or St.
Don't
Pete,
give up any secrets.
So on.
I got hooked on offshore fishing the past couple of years. Yeah,
okay.
I go straight out of Skyway,
uh-huh.
and I go out maybe 20, 40 miles between there.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got hooked because you never know what you're going to catch out there.
Yeah.
There's so many different species and sizes.
Oh, my gosh. So does your fiance go fishing with you, too? Or?
She'll go. She likes fishing.
Aww,
yeah.
That's so cute. Yeah. Speaking of her, you just got engaged recently, not too long ago,
yeah.
right? Tell us a little bit more about that.
So, it was nerve-wracking in a few different ways.
Aww.
I planned it out
the plane ride.
Yeah, everything, because, you know, I didn't know what I was doing. I bought the ring. I didn't get the insurance right away.
Oh,
so I'm carrying this expensive ring through the airport, through everywhere. And then I'm afraid she's going to see it if they maybe pull it out.
Aww.
And then I got her family in. It was a family reunion in Arizona.
Cute.
So her sister is awesome. She helped me plan all this, and her dad and her whole family was really awesome. But we got out there, we planned it, and I wanted to do it at the Grand Canyon during sunset.
Oh my gosh.
And so we kind of just winged it once we got out there, talked to everyone when she wasn't around. I'm like, someone's gonna spill the beans. Like, we're having drinks at night. Like, please don't spill the beans. And we planned it out, got there, and I just kept trying to find a place where there wasn't guardrails.
Yeah.
But then I'm kind of scared of heights. I was like,
oh,
I don't want to get too close. But we just kept walking, and I told her sister I got like a hand signal until we figure it out. So once I found the spot, I did the hand signal. And it's really funny because the whole family like gathered around with pictures, and Jessica had no clue what was going on. She goes, what is this, a photo shoot?
Right.
And I just started dying laughing. And I was like, all right, I got to start talking now because she's going to figure this out.
That's why you got to be like, steal second, you know,
yeah.
whatever it
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
So yeah, we did it, and it was exciting. And then my first thought after she said yes was to get away from the edge of the cliff.
Yes.
She gave me a hug, and I slid a little bit.
Oh,
I was like, oh,
you're
God.
Afraid of heights. I forgot
you said. Yeah. Ruin the moment.
Yep. So it turned out awesome.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, well, it don't sound as winged as you make it seem. It sounds like you had it pretty well planned out.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, is so sweet. What a story. You can tell your kids that one day.
Yeah.
Oh
it was awesome.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
Made for some good pictures on Instagram.
For sure.
It was pretty cool.
Speaking of Instagram, do you have an Instagram and a Facebook page that people can follow if they
want
to get in touch with you?
So my company's on both Facebook and Instagram.
Okay.
You just look under Ship Shape Tampa, and I should come up, Ship Shape Home Inspections.
Okay, perfect. We'll make sure to link it again.
Okay, yeah.
Cool. Well, thanks for telling us a little bit more about you and what you do, Kurt. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Good. And I like to, I post on, keep up with me on Facebook a lot because I post a lot of the stuff I find. So you guys just see the crazy things.
I've seen the videos,
Ooh, that's fun. What a good idea.
Some of the interesting stuff you have come across.
Yeah.
And a home.
We'll have to share some of those. That'd be interesting for people to see, I think.
Yeah, for sure. That'd be mind blown, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you're socially more active than other home inspectors I've come across.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, try to be. You know, it's good to, and it's also, I educate with safety and stuff on there too, so.
Yeah.
A lot of people love that.
Yeah, it's good to do in this day and age.
Yeah.
It's real good.
That's awesome. So, well, what do we have next for our
non-Florida
man story today?
Hey.
Yo, give Kurt a break
over here.
This is what I was
telling you about, the non-Florida man.
Non-Florida man, I'm a little nervous.
You were a little confused on how this worked. Where's my other microphone?
Yeah, going? I've got it. I got some Florida man stories. Nothing crazy, but
yeah.
You got Florida man. You are a Florida man.
Yeah.
You. I lost the mic.
Huh? Oh, here it is. Ooh. Right over here.
I don't think I'll need it. But.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, every week we do a non-Florida man story, and basically that's just, you know, showcasing the crazies in the other states and sometimes the other countries of the world, just to show that it's not always a Florida man who's doing something crazy in the news.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
They are.
Yes, they are everywhere, and that's what we are. We are we're giving exposure to the rest of the world, so it's not just Florida.
Yes, that's for sure.
So. Here's the headline of the article. Okay, Kansas man asks judge to let him engage in a sword fight with ex-wife and her lawyer.
Oh my God.
Wow. Okay,
that's
so
interesting.
He does mention, it, I mean, he literally like went to the court and in front of the judge and requested this. He requested an Iowa judge. Now he's from Kansas, but apparently his ex-wife is in Iowa. To grant him a trial by combat so he can engage in a sword fight with his ex-wife and her attorney. David Ostrom, 40 years old, of Paola, Kansas, said his ex-wife Bridget Ostrom, 38, of Harlan, Iowa, and her attorney Matthew Hudson have destroyed him legally, according to a January 3rd court filing. He asked Iowa District Court to give him 12 weeks to find a katana and wakizashi sword for his requested battle.
Oh my gosh.
It says, this is him talking now. To this day, trial by combat has never been explicitly banned or restricted as a right in these United States. This is his argument.
Wow.
Right? So, yeah. He said it was used as recently as 1818 in British court.
That sounds safe.
Sounds like he needs to find a time machine.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a glove. Yes. You know, just to. I challenge you to a duel.
I think there's more to this story. I think if you want to challenge someone to a death by combat sword fight, like.
Yeah, there's a lot more to the story for sure.
He wants a wife and lawyer gone. Something's going on.
Right? Yeah.
She needs to be like on a psychiatric hold or something. Yeah.
And what's with the swords? I mean, like, you couldn't put, like, dueling pistols. No dueling pistols or anything like that. He just went for swords.
It can be, like a gladiator style with the soft pads and they can battle, you know?
Yeah, there you go. Or the jousting. On the blow up thing.
So when did he escape the mental institution?
It should be noted, it says, that just because the U.S. and Iowa constitutions do not specifically prohibit battling another person with a deadly katana sword, it does prohibit a court sitting in equity from ordering the same.
Wow,
so, interesting. So, that's their defense. They're saying,
I've been on the way from lawyer. It's 2-1.
Yeah.
Think so? I don't know. This guy might have been trained. That's what he needs that 12 weeks for, too. Not just to find the sword, but to trace. I'm guessing he's like a martial arts fanatic as far as, you know, maybe he's not. Maybe he looks like, what's his name from The Hangover? Wolfpack.
Exactly.
Yeah, he might look like, that's who I imagine in my mind when I'm thinking about
like
this.
Yeah.
Right? You know, I think of that.
In these 12 weeks, he's going to go train with Batman in the Himalayas or something.
Yeah. Oh,
right.
God.
Yeah. I think of that character. So he's watching, you know, Kung Fu movies and whatnot. And he came up with this idea.
Interesting. Yeah.
He's living in a dream or something.
Yeah.
Yes, that is for sure.
So
where is this guy from again? Iowa?
He's Kansas. This is a Kansas man.
Okay.
This was in an Iowa court.
So we got to make sure he doesn't move to Florida because we don't need
just a B.
I'm not okay with bees.
In a moment.
All right, there we go. We're good.
You're safe.
Bees gone.
Welcome to Florida.
Yeah, if you had a sword, you'd been like, you
could have
probably took
the
me
bee.
And Kurt out.
Yeah.
Trying to kill the swing of that bee.
Yeah.
Chop both your heads off trying to get this bee.
But this
out
is
of
something,
way.
Yeah, this is seriously, this is something you should think about before getting married.
Yeah.
You know, like,
you're making a little
extra
nervous.
Extra strategy should be, you know, swords. That's
Make
probably
sure
not an
Jessica
option.
Doesn't have
no.
A sword.
No.
Well, here we go.
Big gust coming through.
A I'll just have to stay on my best behavior.
Yeah.
Happy wife, happy life.
Yeah.
Right? Exactly. Oh my
no
God.
No swords involved.
Good find there, Rob. I like it. Kansas
yeah.
man.
Kansas man, not Florida man.
Sorry, Kansas.
See, they're everywhere.
Yes. Yeah, oh my God.
They're kooky everywhere. Don't worry. The water's making people crazy.
It really is. Man, well, let's talk about our main topic today, which is, well, in honor of Kurt.
Something Kurt knows a lot
about. We know Kurt likes to boat and fish and do things outside, so we thought, what a better topic than outdoor activities in Tampa Bay. So, yeah, I would say I probably don't get around too much outside besides playgrounds and parks because I have three kids.
Okay.
So tell me a little bit about things y'all have discovered. I'm really interested in the boating and fishing and everything you do because I don't get to do that. So.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. We're pretty blessed in Florida. There's so much more outdoor stuff to do that a lot of people don't take advantage or know of. Mm-hmm. Water activities, one with the boating, it's like, I've had like six boats. I say I'm gonna sell them and then I buy another one because I'm so hooked on it. And I just love being on the water. But yeah, it's probably the best fishing in the world, Florida, because you got the Keys, each coast, yeah. there's great fishing, offshore, inshore.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's all kinds of great fishing, even scuba diving. If people scuba dive, there's a lot of, just out of Tampa and St. Pete, there's a lot of wrecks and reefs out there.
Right.
And they're filled with wildlife. A lot of people, really? You go to the beach and you think it might not be that clear, but once you get a good 7 miles out, it just turns blue.
Wow.
So you can go down and see everything. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And I know Clearwater Beach is rated like as one of the top beaches in the country.
Yeah.
So that's always a good place to go.
I think Clearwater Beach was one and CSCP was two. I don't know. They keep changing.
Yeah.
You know, it's either, they're usually the top two, but
flip-flop.
One's better one year and one's better the next.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say CSCP is a little more laid back and chill.
Yeah.
I agree.
But they're both great.
Yeah.
Other stuff to do. I think everyone should do this because you can get a charter to take you is scalloping.
Ooh,
scalloping in Florida is awesome.
Involved in that because I don't know. Like, how do you?
So, because we have fun out there. There's a lot of cool bars and places on the water, and pretty much you go out a couple miles, anywhere from like 3 foot to 6 foot deep. Preferably, you want to be shallower so you can hold your breath longer. But most people just snorkel for them, and what you do is you go out, and there usually be hundreds of boats out there. It's a pretty big thing, and you just get in the middle of them or near them, anchor up, and you jump in and snorkel. It's like a treasure hunt.
Wow.
You see them laying on the bottom, plain as day, and
no.
go down.
Do you grab them with your hand or something?
I do. They sell nets and stuff.
Oh.
But you definitely want to have a bag on you.
Yeah.
So when you go down, you see three, you can put them all in.
Oh my God.
But they'll try to take off. You know, they'll close and open and fly away. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Got some video of that, but.
That's interesting.
But yeah, you'll see they got these like orange tentacles that kind of hang out their mouth. So you'll see them and you just grab them, put them in your bag and put them on ice. And what's cool if you stay the night out there is, you know, you can cook them up that night.
Oh my gosh. You know?
That's one of the funny things is I don't eat seafood.
I know, that's
you
so
like
crazy.
To catch them.
Yeah. Does your fiance eat seafood?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Well, that's good. At least
most of my friends, my
it.
Family.
Oh, good.
So.
Okay. Some people are enjoying it, just not you.
Yeah, I just enjoy being outside, the fresh air, being on the water, scalping the treasure hunt. You know, we kind of make a competition out of it, who can get the most.
And that's cute.
It's a good do, like, lobster dives or anything like that?
I've done it once. The best place to go down to Key West. They've got a mini season. It's 2 days. They open it up and it's just chaos down there. It's hundreds, thousands of people.
It's crazy.
And you go down. They're a little trickier. You don't catch them with your hands. You use like a pull string. You put it around them and pull in. You put them in your net or a bag. But we did it once, and we got there the second day kind of late, so we got to try it out. I grabbed a couple antlers, but never got any. I actually got one in my bag, and he escaped. He was like Houdini. Yeah, he started flipping around, jumped out, and then they're fast.
He was dedicated to getting out.
I can't believe how
fast they are. Like, really fast.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I would not want to grab one of those with my bare hands.
Lobstering's cool, and then there's a ton of springs in Florida.
Yes,
I feel like there's one every hour away.
Yeah.
And they're all beautiful.
Yeah.
Probably my favorite to go tube down is the Rainbow River. It's in Dunellen.
Okay.
It's about an hour and a half north of Tampa.
That's different than Ginny Springs.
Yeah, it's a little bit closer. But Rainbow River, the water is always crystal clear.
Wow.
Ginny Springs, sometimes the trees, the they'll pigment the water darker in areas. Oh, okay. But on the actual spring, it's always clear because it's pumping out fresh water. But
yeah,
Rainbow River's really neat because you can just get a bunch of people on tubes, hang out, drink, float down the river, and you see turtles and fish.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
Oh, turtles.
Can we see mermaids?
Merman.
Oh,
mermaids.
Mermans.
Mermans. Oh my god. Look, well, there is that mermaid exhibit.
Wiki Wachi.
Yeah. Yeah. Where you can go see the mermaid swim.
Yeah. That's actually where I got dive certified.
Really?
One of my dives was there. They stopped it, but where the mermaids are, it actually goes down to a big crater there.
Oh.
You can't really see it.
Really?
It's pretty cool.
You have to catch a mermaid to get certified.
Yeah. Yeah. Give them some air. Or get some air if yours runs out.
I know. I wonder how they do it. Do they wear masks or anything? The mermaids? I don't know. I've never
seen. I think
seen
they've got like a hose and they breathe out of, and then they kind of take it off and dance and they grab it again.
Yeah. Yeah, they do the, they got the hose.
That's
it's always
dedication.
Pumping out. Man, that's scary. I don't know if I could do that.
I couldn't do it either. That's brave. Well, I looked some ideas up here. Lettuce Lake Park, that's always popular, especially if you have kids. Big Cat Rescue.
Cat Rescue is cool. I've been there.
Have you? I haven't been there
before. I heard that's cool. Yeah.
I was there. They had a liger there.
Oh, a liger.
Yeah, a tap
lion tiger.
Yeah. That thing is gigantic. It's
really?
Like an abomination. Yeah.
God.
This thing was massive.
Wow.
I think it was like 1,200 pounds or something like.
No.
Like that, if I remember right. It was gigantic.
Where is the Big Cat Rescue?
Well. There's two. There's one here in Tampa.
Uh-huh.
That's at in West Chase. Off of what's that?
Sheldon Road.
Sheldon, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Off of Sheldon, uh-huh. And then there's the one I went to, which was like in Bradenton, Bradenton, Ellington area.
Okay, now you're talking about.
Right over there.
Yeah.
But I think they're affiliated. I believe they are.
Yeah. Ooh. Sure they are.
And you got Busch Gardens and all kinds of stuff. A lot of parks here.
And and another one that just came up is right where we are, the Tampa River Walk.
Tampa River Walk. That's something I like to do personally. Is I always park my car over here. I got my bikes in the back. I'll take my bikes out and I'll ride it down the River Walk all the way to Sparkman Wharf, having a couple cocktails on the way. You have a cocktail before you leave. A cocktail about halfway at the Strad Center. They got a bar right on the on the Riverwalk. Yeah.
Okay.
The drive up bar. Then they got another one. Forgot the name of the hotel, but they have an outside pool that's open to the public.
Oh.
The bar. You can stop there, and then Sparkman Wharf.
Yeah, so, Sparkman Wharf is another good one too.
Yeah, this whole area, it's awesome what they've done the past couple of years. Because I remember when the Riverwalk ended, like, near the Performing Arts Center. Now it's everything's connected. You can jog, run, bike, bar hop. You can even take the ferry. I did that for my birthday.
Really?
It was maybe 15 or 20 bucks for the day.
Yeah.
And they stop at all the bars and restaurants. You can have a drink.
That
they
is so
jump
fun.
On the one on the way back and bar hop.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that sounds like fun. We were talking that before the podcast.
And the beers were like $3. It's like pregame on the boat and then have one here,
What a fun way to spend the day, or have like a date night or something.
Yeah, I did my birthday last year.
Did you?
We had the
perfect
boat. It was our boat.
Oh,
it was cool.
I love it. Oh my god! And that reminds me of Bayshore Boulevard. And that's always great to walk or jog.
It's
just such beautiful. Or just drive down it. It's so beautiful. You've got the water on one side and the beautiful mansions on the other.
Bayshore. I even caught fish
that's
out there too.
Big dog
Do
wants
you?
To.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know you could fish over there.
Yeah.
Do you catch anything?
Yeah, we catch some sharks out there.
Sharks?
Yeah.
Like real sharks?
I took Jessica out there and we caught a few bonnethead sharks. They're smaller, but my friend said there's some big ones out there you can catch.
Do you eat the
sharks? So don't go swimming out in Bayshore.
No, hell no.
It's
only
like
a couple feet deep too, isn't it?
It's not by deep. The wall gets shallow, yeah. But
I remember when we had that hurricane come through and it like emptied the whole bay out.
Oh yeah, that was crazy.
Oh yeah. Wow, that was
shocking. I was like, man, I thought it was like deeper than that. I didn't think it was
that had me nervous because we live near there and we're like, oh, I hope it doesn't come back twice as strong.
Right.
I know.
But
we lucked out.
Like a tsunami or something.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Another one that came up was Lowry Park Zoo, which is
that's
kids. Cool. No, that's pretty. Lowry Park Zoo ain't bad. I haven't been there in years, but it's pretty cool. They had I think they had just opened the wolf exhibit when I last went there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't been in a while. I wanted to go again.
Yeah.
It's cool. You can feed the giraffes.
Yeah, it's so cute. You just feed them right out of your hand.
Yeah.
And they have like a beer fest,
Beer and Wine Fest, I think.
Oh, I think you're right.
I'm trying to think of what month it is. I think it's like August or something. Maybe.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I'm pulling that out of the air.
Yeah, there's a ton to do. There's all kinds of stuff. Water sports. You can fish in all the ponds.
Yeah.
How about hunting? You do any hunting?
No, I got too many hobbies. I don't want to get sucked into another.
You know, oh my god.
I don't think I can eat deer. I think they're, I don't know, I tried it once, it was a little gamey, and I was like, you know what, if I'm not gonna eat it, I wanna jump into it. But
I know.
All my buddies do, they love it.
Yeah.
You fish, you don't eat it.
Yeah.
Are you an only child? Well,
I know everyone, all my friends and family eat it. I make a fish fry for dad and grandma.
Oh,
you know?
My god.
They love it.
Maybe
especially
you'll
I get grouper. Yeah.
Oh, hey. You can invite me over for the grouper.
Yeah.
I like black and grouper.
Grouper.
Oh, I like the grouper, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's funny. I can catch them, fillet them, cook them, do all that.
What is it? Is it just you don't like the taste or it weirds you out?
I think it's in my head because I used to eat shrimp when I was little.
Really?
My mom doesn't eat seafood, so we never ate it growing up.
Yeah.
And then when I tried it again, I tried something that was real fishy.
Oh, yeah.
And it, like, threw me off. So now, you know, I'll cook it or eat. Grilled shrimp and it won't even taste fishy and I'll just chew
yeah.
and I can't eat it. I tried grilled shrimp last week. I nibbled it and I actually swallowed it.
Good. Yeah. Okay. Well, progress.
Yeah. Yeah. Baby steps.
Yes, there you go. Just slowly work your way in.
Yeah. And you got also over off Morris Bridge Road.
Uh-huh.
They've got Flatwood Park and great mountain biking out there too.
Yeah, I've taken that loop a couple times. I think it's 11 miles altogether because it's 2 miles out from the park. If you park in the parking lot, I believe it's 2 miles to the loop. Then you do the loop 7 miles, and then they're like 2 miles back.
And then there's a bunch of trails that go off road.
Oh yeah, inside.
You get lost back there.
Yeah.
Bring your phone so you can check the GPS.
Oh
yeah,
my
watch
god.
Out for the water moccasins.
Yeah.
They're back in there. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, watch out for those. But
well, that reminds
don't fall
me.
Off your bike on top of one, you'll be all right.
Oh my god. Yeah, you're just out there all alone too. There's no
well,
one to save
I mean,
you.
There's other people and there's water stations like set up
oh,
all around, like igloo coolers.
Good to know.
With the water in there.
They're like any animal. You just have to outrun whoever's with you. You know,
right?
Hopefully it's not your fiance. Just don't be sword fighting.
Then you'll be in big trouble.
Don't be the slowest person
you
in your pack.
You better sacrifice yourself at that point. That reminds me, speaking of trails, is the Pinellas Trail over in Pinellas County. It's, I believe it's 37, but I just looked it up. I think it's 38 miles long, and that goes all the way
that's
from
too far.
St. Pete
you can take it to the beach.
It's incredible, that trail.
Yeah, so growing up in Clearwater, we kind of just ran the city. Like I was
really
nowadays I'm like, man, my parents let me do that, but I guess it wasn't the same back then. But we used to it's funny you mentioned that because we used to ride the Pinellas Trail until we couldn't anymore.
No.
Like, we'd just keep going and going, and then we'd always call my grandma.
Oh, you used to do this? You used to go on that?
Oh
we'd go
God.
All the way from like Clearwater Beach to, what's the mall called?
Wow.
But we'd get out there and then, you know, we didn't have cell phones in, so we'd get the payphone, collect call.
Oh my God.
And I'd say, Grandma, instead of my voice, Grandma, we're at the mall, come get us. She'd know the drill, come get us.
They got lost on the trail, gave up.
There's a lot of other cool stuff that, I mean, some of it's like kind of touristy or whatever, but, you know, like the treetop, there's a new treetop, like course that you can go on, those like ropes courses.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's
Where's
a new
that?
One. Well, there's the one at Mosey, but there's a new one.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
one in Dade City.
That's where it is. Yeah.
I did those. I was kind of scared because they teach you how to do this stuff, but this is the first place I've ever been where you hook up your own equipment.
Oh my God,
so,
that sounds dangerous.
Yeah, it took me about 10 minutes. I hooked it up and I double checked it and I pulled on it and I pulled on it again and then you go zip line or crawl.
Yeah,
oh my God,
go
that.
Through it.
So it's all on you pretty much.
Yeah,
it's how adventurous you are.
Yeah.
Then they have the jumping out of the plane, parachuting.
Oh my God.
Skydiving.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
I did that once. It's kind of kicked off the bucket list.
Oh my God.
I don't think
you don't do it again?
Just be done
I don't
with
know,
that.
Man. The heights.
That's cool.
I think
but
I was.
Did it.
So I
you
was I was good with it until they actually pulled the parachute. Oh like free falling, it just felt fun.
Oh
once they
God.
Pulled the parachute and I was dangling,
yeah.
I was like the guy started pulling on it, doing tricks, and I freaked out. I was like, stop! Grabbing
oh
onto
my
him.
God.
And then another thing, he was supposed to warn me that like when you're about to land, they loosen the gear a little bit, so when you land, you have room to move. And I thought I was falling off of him. I didn't know. He loosened and I dropped a little bit and I like grabbed his arm and started screaming.
Oh my God.
So yeah, I'm afraid of heights.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I can't
but...
believe you went skydiving if you're afraid of heights.
Yeah.
I can't believe you were more afraid when the parachute came out. I'd be like, hold my breath until the parachute came out.
Like it worked. Yes.
Yeah. Thank God, I'm not going to die. Oh right? My God. Well, another good one that I'm looking here at my little martini, whatever this thing is called. The Keel and Curly Winery, which is towards Plant City, that's a fun place to go to. They make their own wines, and they've got like a strawberry wine and a blueberry wine, and they do the little wine tours and wine tasting.
Oh, wow.
Really
you
cute.
You can get on the back of the tractor, too, and they'll take you around.
Yeah.
That's do that neat. Tour.
It is.
You've never been there?
No.
It's like Plant City, right?
It's good. The wines are very sweet, so if you're not a
it's made of blueberry, but now they started craft beer too.
Oh, cool.
Did?
Yeah, they got beer there.
Oh, yeah, we'll check it out.
Yeah.
I have never gone and if they didn't have beer.
But yeah, they always have good deals on Groupon.
The Strawberry Fest, which is coming soon.
Yes, the Strawberry Festival.
Yeah, that's always a good time. I like the fair too. Florida State Fair is coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Florida
State I've never Fair. Been to that before.
That's fun. Oh, I like to play the game, you know, because I'm competitive or whatever.
Oh,
I always play the football game. And when the last year I won, Jessica, she's a Lions fan. She's from Detroit or Michigan as a child, and so I won her a Barry Sanders jersey. I thought that was pretty cool.
I actually had a Barry Sanders jersey.
Yeah.
There. Oh my God.
It's like quadruple XL, but I was like, yeah, I just fold it up and clip it and make some modifications.
It's like so, a pajama shirt.
Before I forget, Hillsborough River has kayaking too.
Oh.
They
actually
have it all included. Yeah. They take you on the bus. You go through, you see a lot of cool wildlife.
Well, you can go to the state park, Hillsborough River State Park, and they rent out the kayaks right there, and you can launch and go down, like take them for, I think, an hour at a time.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But I've been to that state park a few times. It's pretty cool. They got some trails there.
Good camping.
Camp and do all that. But like some of these things, I want to ask you, because you gave me several examples of some of the your stories about being out and doing stuff in the wilderness.
Yeah.
There's a swamp one. There's Lost at Sea while scuba diving. A shark in the Key West story. Sunk my jet ski story.
Experiences. Yeah, near death experience.
Broke my leg and collarbone racing dirt bike. Which one of these is like your go-to story that like it's just unbelievable that you survived it?
Probably the shark one.
Yeah.
That because like the odds of having an encounter with a shark are they say like one in millions. And I really did. I feel like 100% I was on the verge about getting attacked.
No.
Yeah.
What happened?
So I went down to the Keys and I was doing an excursion where you go jet skiing, go parasailing, and then you go snorkeling.
Yeah.
And so we got to the reef and I went snorkeling and the people I was with at the time, you know, they got tired, went back on the boat and everyone else did too. And I'm like, well, we got another 20 minutes. I'm loving this.
Yeah,
like, so I went off by myself and there's probably two other people out of like 60 that were out there. And I just kept looking and all of a sudden I didn't realize how far I was going and there was a drop off and it got deep quick.
Oh my God.
And I kind of just got this weird chills in the back of my, you know, like your hair stick up. And I was like, something's not right. Like I shouldn't be over here. I was like, all right, I'm going to turn around and go back to where those people were out there. And as soon as I turned around and started swimming, I heard a thrashing behind me.
Oh, my God.
You know, because I'm snorkeling, so I'm on top of the water. And I thought someone jumped off the boat, like the people were having fun.
Yeah.
So I pulled my head out and look, and there's nobody. I'm like, what the heck? I put my head underwater, and there's like a 6-foot,
found out
it's a Caribbean reef shark. And it's about 15 feet away, and it stopped. Like I turned around and caught him because I heard him.
Yeah.
So it stopped, like, just staring at me.
Yeah.
And I didn't know they could actually stop swimming, but he did. He had his fins tucked down in the angry position.
Oh,
and
my God.
It's funny because I actually screamed through my snorkel like a kid. I was like, ah! And people on the boat heard. People actually saw it once I got on the boat. But anyways, I'll get back to it. I didn't know what to do. I froze and I'm staring at it. I keep my eyes on it and it was staring at me. And I'm like, okay, you know, maybe I'll just give it space. So I went like, I pushed my arms and feet to back up.
Yeah.
As soon as I did that, something in its head clicked to come at me. Like, it's running from me. So it darted at me full speed. My light flashed before my eyes.
No.
I screamed and opened my arms and legs. And I guess bubbles came out of my mouth too. And it stopped again from like me to Rob, like that close. And I'm like, oh my God, oh my God. I kept saying like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
I was like, well, I'm not backing away, so I don't know what to do. I'm just gonna not move. And I kept as big as I could, because I guess that helps them. They don't want to. They don't want trouble when they're eating something. Yeah. So I say probably another 5 to 10 seconds. Seemed like an hour went by.
I bet, yeah.
And it turned, looked at me, and started slowly swimming away. And I had back then I didn't have a GoPro then. I had like a disposable camera.
Oh, and my God.
As it swam, I'm like, no one's gonna believe me. So I leaned forward and took a picture, but I was shaking so much, it was a blur. And I was like, that was stupid. What if it heard that and came around and got me?
It came back.
But yeah, I got to the boat in about 3 seconds flat. And the instructors are like, calm down, calm down. Cause I'm like, that shark almost got me. Like, it's a nurse shark, everybody. I'm like, no, it's not. Someone's like, it wasn't, I saw it. I heard him scream. And I saw it and I was like, man, I dodged a bullet there.
Oh my God, yeah, you definitely had like an angel watching over you.
Yeah, right. That's pretty cool because I feel like now, that's out of the way. There's no way I can get attacked.
Well, now you're going down with a spear.
Yeah, but my odds, you know, if it happens to 1 in a million.
I wouldn't go down there without a spear. Hell no.
I thought about kind of like rubbing my arm on its skin so I can be on Shark Week.
Oh my God.
You have to punch it in the nose.
No, when I was there, it was just like, I want to live, I want to live.
Oh my God, I would die.
I just really wish I had that picture because that would have been cool.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh my God, that's wild. Wow, well, lesson learned. Don't dive and snorkel somewhere that's deep.
By yourself, by the drop off, that's where they feed, I guess, is the drop off.
I say don't go anywhere where, you know, you're not the top of the
food chain.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the way to be
go
safe.
Knee deep at the beach.
Yeah, you know, increase your odds, stay with the minnows.
Someplace, something there to eat you, don't go.
Oh my God, wow. Well, hopefully this was helpful information for people who are looking for stuff to do outside here in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, so much to do.
Yeah.
You guys really got to enjoy it because it's out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it inspired me to go do more outside because, you know, I know I do a little bit, but I need to do a little more.
Half the fun of living in Florida.
Yeah, so. Take advantage of this beautiful sunlight and everything. So, quick trivia time.
All right.
Yeah, you like to play games. So,
yeah.
You know, here's a game and it's competitive. It's going to be a 10 question trivia about the Buccaneers, which you should know a lot about.
Okay.
Tampa Bay Bucks.
Hopefully it's not previous Super Bowl years because that's when I kind
of
got hooked.
Some of it's going to be because, you know, obviously it's been around a while. So, but, you know, if you're a true fan, you'll know probably these are general questions.
Okay.
For the most part. Well, before I ask him, you know who Leroy Selman is, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So got a great restaurant.
You can play with these. Yeah, good restaurant. Not Glory Days, but. Starting off, who was the first head coach of the Tampa Bay Bucks? And this should probably be displayed somewhere at the stadium.
Is it McKay?
Yes.
All right.
John McKay. Ding, 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 ding. See, I got, yes. I'm not even a fan, and I got some of these. Oh, you hear that? Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding.
I got most of these right. How about what quarterback led the Buccaneers to their first winning season? You got choices.
Okay.
Vinny Testaverde, Doug Williams, Steve DeBerg, or Steve Spurrier?
I'm taking a stab at this one, Doug Williams.
I think that's right. Let's see. Ding, 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 ding. What happened? What, my computer stopped working?
Uh-oh.
No, it is. It's Doug Williams. I know it is. I did this already.
Technical difficulties.
Yeah, it's hard to see with the...
I know, it's bright sun. There's not a cloud in the sky today.
There it is.
There we go. Two for two.
Yay!
Two for two. You're doing good. What coach did the Buccaneers trade for just prior to the Super Bowl winning 2002 season?
John Gruden.
Bingo. That's an easy one. You don't hear coaches being traded very often.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was crazy.
That was like the first and last time I think I've ever heard of it.
I felt like they sold their soul for John Gruden.
Right.
Aww.
Yeah.
They traded to get him.
It says they trade. Yeah, they never trade.
Since him, it's been downhill.
They got us
a ring and then it's been downhill.
No.
Yeah. It's coming back though.
Yeah.
It's the year.
Exchanged for four draft picks and $8 million. That's what they traded.
Wow, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they mortgaged the future.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
Got the ring though.
You got a ring.
Some people don't have a ring.
Right.
Jessica's team.
Oh. Poor Lions.
One day.
What Aww. Other expansion team joined the NFL in 1976 along with the Buccaneers? Here's your choices. The Ravens, Jaguars, Panthers, or Seahawks?
It's either the Jags or the Panthers. I'm going to say Jags. The Panthers?
No.
Neither?
I know. I got this one right. Yeah, neither. It's a West Coast team.
Yeah, I didn't know the division back then.
The Seahawks. I'll give you the answer.
Oh, okay.
Bingo. That wasn't really a Tampa question. That was more an NFL general question.
Yeah, it's their division. I should know it.
Yeah.
I do know.
Their conference.
Yeah. Next time you get quiz.
What quarterback did Tampa Bay trade away for second and fourth round draft picks in 1987? It's Steve Young, Vinny Testaverde, Trent Dilfer, or Bernie Kosar. 1987, they trade away for a second and fourth draft pick.
Steve Young?
Man, that's good.
Wow.
Ding, 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 ding. Man, I didn't think you were going to get that.
That was the first two.
Yeah, imagine if they had kept Steve Young.
Man, if they only knew.
All right.
A few quarterbacks like that.
You got pretty damn good. All right, how about which Buccaneer rushed for more than 1,000 yards in his rookie season? So you got...
Calic Williams.
Yeah, ding, ding, ding. See, this is post...
There.
Yeah, he didn't need it. That's post Super Bowl.
I miss Cadillac.
Oh, yeah. He was on my fantasy team, man. He was killing it for me.
Yeah.
I think the year I won. Which Buccaneer is the only player in NFL history with 45 interceptions and 25 sacks? It's Donnie Abraham, Cedric Brown, Derek Brooks, or Rondé Barber.
How many again?
45 interceptions and 25 sacks.
I know Rondé got 20 sacks, I think. Brooks got a lot.
The interceptions, I think, is the key word here.
They all got a lot of interceptions with that Bucs team. Go with Rondé. He's a corner.
I think it is. Yep, Rondé right. Barber. He finished his career with 47 interceptions and 28 sacks. Are you remembering all this, Jim?
No.
She got a trivia question right once.
One.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nine.
Space Jam.
Space Jam movie. Yeah, that's right. How about this? How many of Tampa Bay's six touchdowns in Super Bowl 37 were defensive scores? Defensive scores, 2, 5, 4, 3. They had six touchdowns all together.
Two or three, I'll say two.
I think it's three.
Yeah. That's close, I knew it was one of those two.
I remember.
I knew the offense did a little bit.
I cheated. I did the pre.
But the interception sealed the deal.
Yeah. Interceptions did it. All right, here's one Jen might get.
Oh, gosh.
What happens when the Bucs score a touchdown?
I have no idea.
Fire them cannons, you know?
Oh. I don't watch sports.
You'll definitely know if you go to the game. It'll make you jump out of your seat.
Okay, boom.
It's funny when it shows the away players that have never been to the stadium, and they're on the sideline. They'll, like, dunk and put their heads
jumping.
That's hilarious.
Fear for your life.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
How about this? How many games did the Bucs win in their very first season?
Zero.
Bing, 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 bing. Zero.
I think it was like the first three seasons.
Yeah. Right? It was. I think they had one win in like three seasons when they first started.
That must have been like winning the Super Bowl.
Man, that was when they had those like
cream
super
Bowl.
Ugly, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Things. Last question. How many interceptions, and I can't believe the answer to this one, did Vinny Testaverde throw in his second season with the Bucs? 35, 5, 15, or 25?
35.
Bing, bing, bing. I was trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. 35.
That's a lot.
In one season. That's a lot.
Almost makes you think that Winston isn't bad with interceptions.
Yeah, all right.
I'm back to reality. Oh,
13 TDs and 35 interceptions.
That's insane. He's MVP of the other team, that's for sure.
He cited it to color blindness as an excuse in a few post-game interviews.
Oh, wow.
Claiming that the Buccaneers' orange uniforms were too close to the white uniforms of the opposing team. There was a billboard erected in Tampa at the time with a background in orange that stated, "Vinny thinks this is blue."
Oh my God.
That's awesome.
That's pretty funny.
That's awesome.
I did not know that. That's a good
fact. That's good.
I just learned. Yeah.
You did real good, man. I think cool. You got pretty
you
much
did.
All of them right.
Yeah.
Cool. That's great.
I like it.
All right. Now I feel confident in my Bucks fanhood.
Right?
Go into our trivia contest.
Well, I see you. I see you at the games all the time.
Aw. That's awesome.
Posting pictures of it.
Yeah, if anyone's in Tampa, for sure go to the game. Yeah. I mean, the tailgating's the experience.
Aww.
We tailgate with the Leatherheads. They're
oh, I've heard of Leatherheads.
Yeah, they're a big super fan.
Yeah.
And you know the guy with the horn and the face paint, Big
God.
Nasty. He comes to the tailgate, and they've got a party bus, so we just have
wow.
a great time. Even if they lose,
fun.
We still have fun at
yeah.
the tailgate.
That's
so
what we'll have. We'll
do.
Have to do like a live there. We'll
oh,
do a live. This
fun.
Is Tampa podcast
yeah,
live over at one of the tailgates.
Yeah,
that might get a little messy. A bunch of drunk football fans. But
hey, that'll be all right.
It'll be an experience.
Thanks for interesting.
Yep.
Good
after party.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh my God! Well, thank you so much, Kurt, for being here.
Yeah, thanks
Make
for having
sure
me.
Make sure you follow Ship Shape Home Inspections on Facebook, and it's Ship Shape Inspections on Instagram, right?
Yep.
So we'll make sure we tag you. If you're an agent and you're looking for a reliable inspector, we definitely recommend Kurt. He's very honest and very thorough.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Yeah,
not
appreciate
only a friend, but he's a good worker.
Yes.
We try to treat every inspection like it's our own, you know.
Yes,
so.
You do. It shows. So.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Congratulations on the future plans.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
For the wifey. I know that things are just getting started, and there's probably a family plan.
Yeah.
And
so looking forward to it. It's going to be some big changes, but
aww.
Yeah. It's that
You'll
time.
Have some little fishermen with you.
I hope.
Aww, so cute. Well, thank you all for listening and for watching. Make sure you follow Kurt. Make sure you share our podcast with your friends and family. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being here. And we hope you all have a great weekend.
All right. Bye.
See you guys.
Thanks. Yeah.